Here to discuss it with us is Nicholas Smith, professor of philosophy at Macquarie University. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Sam. A pleasure.
So can you explain this ethical argument for the four-day working week?
Well, the way it's presented by Robert Skidelsky in his report, the argument is essentially that you want to aim for a society where people are as happy as many people are as happy as they can be. People are happier when they're doing things that they want to do rather than when they're doing things that they have to do. A shorter working week will mean more people having more time in which they do what they want to do rather than what they have to do. And so it's ethically desirable because, yeah, the outcome will be more people doing what spending time doing what they want to do rather than what they have to do, and therefore will be happier. So that's the crux of the argument that he gives in the report.
Now, you've mentioned in your article that obviously work is not the only thing that we do with our time that we don't, you know, do voluntarily or for enjoyment. How far will fewer hours per week actually realistically go towards, you know, kind of giving more time for people to do what they want?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it will depend. It will depend on the context. And this is part of the point I really want to make, that, well, firstly, just having time away from work doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be doing what you want. Of course, there's lots of external constraints on family life, caregiving, especially two big issues. And also, even in work, there's more or less free time available there. So you might be in a good job where you do have some autonomy, some free time, some freedom to do what you want or what you will, where other people might be in a job that just doesn't allow for that. So those two complications need to be taken into account when thinking about the ethics of the shorter working week.
Now, we have this phrase, correcting the unequal distribution of free time. Could you maybe explain what's meant by that?
Okay, yeah. So there's plenty of evidence to suggest that free time, understood as time, leisure, roughly speaking, leisure time, is disproportionately enjoyed by men rather than women. And there's plenty of evidence that's an intuition that will come to many people, and there's plenty of evidence to suggest that's the case, that that when it comes to time, unfree time away from work, women have the unduly large portion of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an issue about correcting that injustice. And we can consider that an injustice, because it's an unequal and undeserved burden that one group has to suffer. So the idea is that how do we alleviate that burden on one group and get the other group to do their fair share? The idea is that having more time available to do for everybody will make that possible. But as soon as it's put that way, I think there's a non-sequitur.
Yeah.
Some of your listeners might notice a non-sequitur. That is to say, something doesn't follow. What doesn't follow is that giving the group that already have more than their first share, right, even more, yeah, then it doesn't follow that they would use that surplus of free time to alleviate the burden on the other group.
Because they haven't done it so far, why would they start now?
Exactly. So if the husband is spending the weekend with the feet up, okay, and he has the Friday off,
yeah,
what's the problem keeping the feet up on the Friday as well? So something more has to change in addition to just the amount of time that's distributed to make the fairness happen.
So as with everything, it's more of a wider societal issue than just as easy as like more time equals more happiness.
Exactly. So in this case, it has to do with, and you can think of family, you can think of being in a relationship, you know, as a joint venture, as a joint project, as something you do together. So what we're talking about here is an aspect of life where you do things together, where you share the burdens. And then where you enjoy the goods together, but also share the burdens equally in that common project that you have.
Right.
And this, when you come, and that applies in both work and outside of work. So outside of work, you come back, you have all this time, but we need people in those relationships to have a proper idea of what it is to share the burdens and to share the goods that arise from it.
So Nick, you know, it sounds like obviously there's no easy answer to whether is a 4-day working week a good idea or not. You're saying like it could be depending on your individual circumstances and whether these sort of like other societal issues, which kind of seem like a much bigger problem or issue to address, are sorted out. So there's kind of no easy answer to this question.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I do think it's a good thing, and it's a good thing to be aiming for.
Yeah.
But the reasons it's good isn't just, it's easily simplified mm-hmm. why it's a good thing. And once you realize why it's good, then you realize that other things need to change too. The way we do work and also the way we conduct our private lives insofar as we allow one group to suffer unduly the burdens that are necessary for living well together in a household.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for joining us this morning to talk about it.
My pleasure, Sam.
Absolutely.